All right. Well, I'm really excited. This is our very first of a new round of the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club. And so today is really going to be an introductory type day. I'm moving my logo around. And so what I'm going to do is just change the screen share here so that we are looking at my agenda for the day. Oh, that's not what I want it to be. Okay, there we are. We're going to look at this now. Right, today being the first session. All righty. So, the first thing I want to do is I want people to talk about who they are and why they're here so we can get to know each other. We're a small group, and that may change so that we have the luxury of having a lot of, direct communication together. So I know Caddy said that she has to leave within the half hour. So Caddy, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you do and what you're hoping to get out of the group. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. I'm one of my favorite places to be. So I'm Caddy, and I have recently relocated my life to Brooklyn. I'm in the middle of a complicated divorce, so my personal life is a little chaotic. Switched from being a bookkeeper to being a professional organizer, but have also been working at a bar as a manager, bartender, and bookkeeper for 5 years. So that's been sort of taking up more of my time, and I need to lean into the professional organizing side, which is my passion and what I'm the best at.
Right on. Yes. And so give me an update and us an update where you're at with that right now. Where does it stand?
Well, right now my schedule of work weekly is wholly the bar between managing bookkeeping and bartending. Well, I get the sideline of scheduling some physical difficulties and moving and things kind of delay me on acting on some of my organizational clients that are active right now, and also physically being able to do the work.
Right. But I think it's great that you're showing up here, because, like you say, this is going to keep – sometimes all you can do is turn your mind to the work and turn your mind to what it is that you want to be doing. And that is an action in and of itself. Because I think it allows you to start to look at the ways in which you can begin to make space in your life for what it is you want to be doing.
And not forget that there's other options.
That is correct. And as a matter of fact, you and I have some one-on-one time we're due to start to look at the overall picture and figure out what those things are. So thanks for showing up.
Thank you for being here to show up, too.
I'm so happy to do so. So why don't we go on? And I want to hear from, now I know Tessa's muted. Tessa, I'm hoping you're within the sound of my voice and that you can unmute yourself and introduce yourself to everybody. Miriam is very confused. Please call me and help me. I cannot. She's the one person out of six people who's having a problem. I can't just stop the group.
May I speak?
Yes, please speak, Katerina.
Can Miriam hear us at all?
She's not indicating whether she can or not. I'm going to find out right now.
Because I saw that she was chatting.
Yeah, I know that.
And I sent her some.
Right, and I kept thinking she heard me.
Right.
Can you hear the webinar? I am now texting her. But Tessa, meanwhile, I would love it. I guess Tessa's not Tessa. Let me see something. Maybe she doesn't want to unmute herself. So why don't we just move along to Katerina? Is that okay with you, Katerina? Because I'm on text with Miriam, and hopefully she'll look at her phone again.
I'd love to just say one other thing. She keeps thinking that she has to dial the number, one of those numbers up there, and she needs to know it's not dial the number, just hit the icon.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
No, I appreciate that. And
I'm a problem solver when it comes to this stuff.
I love that you are. I love that you are. But now, I am recording, and we'll get to know Miriam. But we only have an hour. And so I know that she will figure it out by the next time. Be more, actively participating. At least I hope so. But she says, please help me, and I'm doing the call right now, and she's texting me on my phone. So I just texted her back, can you hear the webinar? And she's not replying. So I don't really know what to do. I'm not going to pick up the phone and call her.
So we'll continue on.
So we must continue on. Katerina. Yeah.
Okay. So what am I doing? Introducing myself?
Because we have a bunch of new people. It says I can see Rati's screen. When I push the phone icon, I do not have a microphone or headset speaker option, only phone.
Well, then she should just call in.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a dial-in number.
Then just call in on the phone.
I guess.
Okay, girl. So, yes, Katerina, please introduce yourself. Tell us where you've been and where you want to be going.
Okay. Well, that's a condensed little item. I'm an artist, and I also do a lot of other things to make money, which include making videos, shooting photography, writing, a lot of different things. But the thing that I'm trying to get back to and get beyond is making my work a priority and making money from it a priority. Which I've never fully given, and not that I've given full priority to my work, the actual making of it, but I have not given full priority to the act of selling it, making it, something that's going to sustain me. So I'd like to give that a good whack.
Give it a good whack. That's right. Absolutely. And so that's what this is about, obviously, is treating it, being relentlessly consistent.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's right, in a marketing approach. Right on. So excellent. And Angela Butuzov. I'm not sure I'm saying your last name correctly, but I want to hear from you. Please introduce yourself to everybody and tell us what you're here for.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm here to grow a business. So I'm just starting as a health coach and wellness coach, and I'm looking for help to create and build on business. And make money.
Right on. Right on. So, very good. So, now we all know a little bit about each other. I'm going to continue on here and start covering some of the guidelines for the way the group is going to go. Okay? So, obviously, show up for the calls. If you can't, then I highly recommend listening. Oh, my Bluetooth might just fell off my head. I love it. Anyway, yeah, just you know, obviously, listen to the call, hopefully before the next call rolls around. Because I think as a community, it's very important to invest in each other's success. So the more up to speed you are with that, the better. Alrighty. So as far as the login information goes, folks, and this is also for you, Miriam, and everybody, it's not going to change. The reminder you get, and I'm going to be sending it out, whenever there's a class, you're going to get two reminders. You're going to get one the day before the webinar and the day of, and they're all going to have the exact same login information. So however you received it today, you might want to save it. Okay, although obviously you don't have to because you'll get it again. All righty. Let me see what's going on. Okay, Miriam is saying, when I enter the access code, it thinks I have not entered the right numbers, even though I can see that I have. It will not connect me. I don't know what to say, you know. This is an example of where I guess I need to have an assistant online with me because that way they can deal with this stuff, but I can't, you know, really stop and address it anymore. I can't tell if she doesn't respond to me when I try to text her. Okay. At this point, I think you'll just have to listen to the recording because I have to focus on the class. So, yeah, I would say, where was my thought? Yeah, so that's not going to be a mystery, hopefully, after a while. Now, another thing I would like to say, going forward after today, get here on time because I will be starting out with a mindset exercise every time, all right? Something to get you focused on your business and on the issues of your business. That said, I highly recommend coming to the call with questions because regardless of what I might be teaching about, the floor is open to any concerns that you have. Obviously, if there's material, I'm welcoming questions about that, but, you know, you don't have to just have it pertain to that if you have an issue you want to deal with. Okay, so, and if for some reason you cannot come to the call, please email me the night before so that I can address your issue in the call, all right? So that's another solution. All right. We can also have a quick phone call because, as you all know, I am accessible by phone or email in between our meetings here. And if you haven't scheduled your hour-long strategy sessions, most of you have. But if you haven't, let's have it already, okay? I think some of you have already scheduled it and it's coming because what you want is to be grounded in your three-month goals before you even, you know, so that you have that front and center for yourself. In fact, that would have been a smart thing for me to ask at the top. But you know what? It's not too late. I'm going to ask that after I finish going through these guidelines. And two more things. The Facebook page. There is a Facebook page that you are members of. And if you are not a member of that Facebook page, for some reason you haven't gotten an invitation, you need to let me know, okay, so that I can add you because that is a place where I want folks to boast about what's going right, vent about what isn't, pose questions, reach out for help, all right? I'm going to be talking about accountability guidelines in a minute. And I'm going to be talking about rescuing, and that is something that is not appropriate within the context of an accountability meeting. However, I encourage you to rescue each other in the context of the Facebook group. Please be responsive if somebody posts, okay? Go ahead. That's a place to offer a solution, all right? I'll also be checking it and responding to questions there. So it also is where you'll be posting your challenge results. We don't have any challenge going right now, so more about that later. And lastly, I will be setting up a date during the last month for a 4-hour intensive. I'm hoping to do it live and in person this time. And so I will get that date to you as soon as humanly possible. Please get there. Please make, do whatever you need to do. As a matter of fact, we're small enough for me to send out a doodle poll, okay? So let's find a date and, you know, please attend that, because that's meant to really get you to a different place in terms of running your running of your business. So that said, does anybody have any questions or remarks? And just know you can always unmute yourself if you are already muted. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to continue on.
I do have one remark.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kathleen.
I guess I was thinking of some way to test this thing out before the meeting, but it's hard to know since everybody else is able to get on.
Yeah, and I would like you to just focus, you know, this is...
Yeah, okay, all right, I know. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
You don't have to rescue anybody.
Thank you.
We're all grown-ups.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good. So it's fine. Just a minute. So, yeah, I want to talk about accountability partners since we're on the issue of rescuing and helping and mutual support. This is the structure I would really like you to follow. This is a half-hour meeting. It shouldn't take up a lot of time. And it can be, and I'm going to say this again because people always have questions about it for some reason. So I'll say this at the top and I'll say it at the bottom. You can meet via phone. You can meet via Skype. You can meet via FaceTime. You can meet in person. You can meet shouting across a canyon. I don't care. You do not have to meet in person. I've had people actually think they had to meet in person and therefore just not meet. A meeting these days is a meeting and it can take any form, all right? So this half-hour meeting will flow as follows. Each person gets 15 minutes. Their partner will prompt them with the following three questions. The first question being, do you have any celebrations or wins from last week? I recommend 5 minutes chatting about that if you even need that much. The second question is, what do you want to get done this coming week? And that, take your time and really explore that for yourself. And you have these guidelines, so I'm just kind of reiterating them now. And lastly, what are three things you want to be held accountable for? You may have a bunch of things you want to get done, but you want to pick the three things that you need the most teeth for, the three things that you know are going to move you further, the fastest, and very possibly the three things you feel most resistant to doing, okay? And now, obviously, while the one person speaks, the other person needs to be timing, okay, because this is a leaderless group. The group in an accountability partner meeting is the timer. So that's the leader, I mean, not the group. The leader of an accountability partner meeting is the timer, okay? So now, often what I do with my accountability, I've had different kinds of accountability partners, and I think it bears talking about that a little bit. The accountability partners I love the best and that I've had a lot of success working with respect this format. And we sometimes schedule in 45 minutes to an hour because what we will do is we will each state something we want to brainstorm about. And after we've gone back and forth and established our goals for the week and have finished going through the format, then each person can take a turn bitching, moaning, venting, verbally processing, whatever, okay? And because otherwise you can just turn into a free associative kind of chat thing and nothing gets nailed down. I've also had accountability people, the partners who wanted to work like that, and there's been a little value in it, but not for the most part. You even just chalking, you want to try to structure that a little. All right. So what do you need? That is the fourth question. If you're going to be doing this kind of brainstorming at the end of your meeting, that is a great way to kick it off. What do you need? Well, I need a way to approach this person who runs this business, and I don't know them, so I have to find some kind of introduction. There you can start a brainstorming process, all right?
Well, Pete, it's Patty.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to jump in and let you know my appointment here did show up at 2:30, so I'm going to have to get off the call.
Okay, darling. Well, listen in, you know, because we're going to, just quickly, what are your, what, we'll, no, we didn't have our session yet, so you can't do that. So go ahead, go in peace.
Okay.
And I'll see you shortly.
Bye. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, Patty. So, okay, now here's my biggest thing here. And many times I've had situations with clients where it has turned into a bit of a mommy-daughter or mommy-son dynamic, and that's not good. You're not there to rescue anybody. You know, you're peers. You're equals. I don't care if you've been doing something a lot longer than the other person. It doesn't matter. You know, you're just in a different place in your life. So you don't want to just default to giving advice, all right? Advice is okay if it is requested, but don't offer it unless it's an answer to a specific question. For instance, what would you do? What do you think? Or can you give me some feedback or advice on this? It must be requested, and here's why. Very often, people just need to hear themselves think, right? Verbal processing is very powerful. I mean, I think out loud, and a lot of people do. A lot of people learn that way. They work through something out loud. So simply by listening, you're being of enormous assistance. In fact, when you jump in and try to fix the other person's problem, you're actually undermining their creative process, all right? And once again, I will reiterate, meetings can be by phone, meetings can be by Skype, meetings can be by FaceTime, in person, or via any medium you choose, tin can with a string, I don't care. One thing I would discourage is instant messaging, because you miss out on the verbal element of problem solving, and that, to my mind, is key. All right, so instant messaging is not the format that I'd like you to take during this meeting. So, and again, I want to open the floor to any questions you might have about this. So you should have received your accountability partner assignment by now, and if you have not, you should let me know. And what I am hoping is that you will go ahead and schedule something this week, all right, so that you can come back next week and we can chat a little bit how it went, all right? So I think what I'd like to do next is just hear from everybody who's on the call at this point. You know, there are four of you. And each of you state what your three goals for the month, for the quarter are going to be. So what we're doing now is I'm giving you an assignment. The assignment is to meet with your accountability partner, all right? That is your assignment this week. Next, I want to hear everybody share with everyone else what their 3-month goal is. And why don't we start with Tessa, because she's not muted and her baby must be asleep. So tell us things, Tessa.
Hi. I guess I'm assuming I am the farthest behind in the group in terms of vision, because I'm really at the starting point. I'm run my own business. I'm a graphic designer, and I have a new baby. Oliver is five and a half months old. So he's really been a catalyst for me to kind of change what I've been doing in my life as I see myself as a role model and as I see how my time is being organized. And I want to get out of the rut of doing the same work over and over again for not enough pay, for not enough creativity, not enough satisfaction. I'm unhappy with my where I've put myself in my business, and that's been mostly so I have the freedom to use my time. But I'm just finding that now I wish I could be happy with all sectors of my life, and I really want to move into a different sector and get more involved in wellness and some form of therapeutic physical education, yoga, dance, PT, things like that. So I feel that my goals are going to be much more broad as they are starting to get brave enough to see what that might look like for me, where to start, how to start to actualize that vision for me. So I don't know if that's useful to go first.
You've got a very good point, Tessa, and I'm feeling a little silly because you haven't had your strategy session yet. So you did pretty well just now.
Okay, good.
What's going to happen is when we have that, you're going to get much clearer and much more specific. So it's not going to be as broad as you think. So that's
okay.
Said,
good.
And I don't think Felix, actually, we have had her. Angela. I see Bluetooth of Felix here and it confuses me. Angela, we have had our session, haven't we? So why don't you go ahead now and share what your three major goals for the quarter are?
Okay.
That's so funny.
No, I'm nervous. It's not funny.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I'm nervous because it's okay. Let's see. One goal is to go to networking every week. So,
right.
So that would be four networks in 1 month.
Right.
To meet people with whom I can collaborate together, like chiropractor or doctors. So the same thing for
joint
doctors.
Venture. Right. We're going to be talking about joint venture partners.
Yes, joint ventures partners. Yes.
Okay.
So that's
now, did
four.
We talk about, in the context of that strategy session, did we come up with goals or a goal regarding where you want to be in 3 months?
No, we didn't.
I thought we had, but that's okay. So,
okay.
But I think maybe one goal that makes sense is exactly as you're saying, to sustain these new systems. Of attending a networking event every week, finding maybe by the end of the 3 months you will have a joint venture partner, someone who you might actually do a presentation with, or a referral partner like a chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
right, or someone who does acupuncture, that you will actively be exchanging referrals with someone by the end of 3 months. I think that mm-hmm. that kind of concrete goal is what we're going for, and that's going to happen through consistent actions like the ones you just started out telling us about, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, you've gone to a networking event, right? It was one of those where you had to pitch yourself, wasn't it? Or at least introduce yourself. I don't remember. Because I remember we worked on your elevator speech a little bit.
Yes, it didn't happen.
What didn't happen?
I was supposed to go, but circumstances changed and I couldn't go. So.
Oh, interesting. Ooh. Well, it sounds like, okay, that's, so this, I don't know, we don't, I'm not going to get into it right now, but
yes,
the next time it looks like you cannot get to something, Angela, that you've planned to get to, please call me. Because I just want to check in and make sure there aren't some boundary issues or some organizational issues. Because, you know, it, you know, when we change, as you all know, when you make changes in your life, it affects all the people around you. They have to change.
Yeah, they have to work.
Yeah.
I have to work on this, definitely.
Right. So that's, I just instinctively am feeling that, okay, somehow what you needed to do for your business took a back seat to something, and I don't know what the exact circumstances were, but it may be that it wasn't absolutely necessary. So keep an eye on that, all right? So I would say for you, you've got a week. I would assign you the task of doing one networking event or meeting, JV or referral partner meeting, which means either go to one event or walk into a chiropractor's office and introduce yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. One or the other before the next meeting, okay?
Okay, yes.
Right on.
Okay.
And you know what? You know, that's something, that's the kind of thing, you know, I would say that you also want to turn over to your accountability partner, right? That's something you want to be held accountable on.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to move on. Katerina. So we have had our conversation, have we not? Just, I don't know, my short-term memory lately is so, I think I muted you by accident. My short-term memory, it just absolutely is playing tricks on me. So Katerina, yeah, we had our conversation just this past Friday. So what were the three, or what, maybe it was just one or two, goals for the quarter for you?
Well, you know, we actually went through the sort of the weekly schedule. And I don't know if I really identified three specific goals, but I could say, I keep hearing myself, there's this echo, and I sound very strange.
No, you don't. We don't hear it on our end.
Okay, good. Well, I think what I'd like to do is set up the studio visit. That's one of the things that we said. So that I definitely want to have done. I think in January I could set it up. And so that's definitely one goal. Line up several people to come.
Right. So you will have had several studio visits by the end of the 3 months.
That's my goal.
That's excellent.
I think even that alone is enough.
Okay. We can leave it there for now. That's terrific. I think it's really important to identify these and revisit them on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, there's actually a journal that I'm going to recommend everybody, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, so don't worry if you don't get it. But it is called the Self Journal. S-E-L-F like Frank Journal. And the reason I like this journal as a daily framework is that not only are you plotting out your time day to day, but you are keeping your longer term 3 months, or in the way they do these things is 13 weeks. These journals are 13-week journals. You're keeping your 13-week goal front and center every day. And that is very powerful on a lot of levels. And because you're able to, as you plan your day, compare whether the actions you're taking will move you closer to them or not. because, you know, there is a correlation between what we do every day and where we actually want to end up in the future. So I'm going to give you the link to that. I'm actually an affiliate because I think they're such a fantastic, I think it's such a fantastic tool, and I use it. So I'm going to put that link on my Facebook page, and I highly recommend it. But even if you don't want to use a journal in that sense, if you can find a place to put your goal in front of you so that you look at it every day, and you're able to assess whether you're taking the actions to move you towards it as you plan your days, that will, I think, I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that's going to move you forward. So, all right. So everybody has,
this is Tessa?
Yeah, Tessa, shoot, girl.
Can you just quickly give us the Facebook, read off the Facebook link or something like that, so that we can have that on hand?
Okay, did I not add you to the Facebook group?
I don't think so. I haven't checked
Facebook
recently.
Hold on a minute. I'm
going to
see if I can pull it up right now in the chat. Hold on a second.
I just thought it would be
helpful. It's a good idea. You know, it's a very good idea. Hold on a second. Hey, are you all seeing my Facebook page right now?
Yes. Well, okay. I do. I'm on the computer.
Okay, I just paused screen sharing because, you know, you don't need to see that. Hold on. Now, this is a closed group. So if you're not in the group, I do have to invite you. All right?
Okay.
So I'm just going to copy and paste. I'm going to copy that link, and if you can't get in, it's because I didn't add you. And you need to let me know. Okay? So, boom, there it is. All right. And incidentally, when you listen to a recording, it's in the form of an MP4. I mean, you can either just listen to MP3 version or the MP4, in which case you get the screen. So you'll be able to, I think you should be able to see the chat appear in a recording also if you miss something that I post there. All right. Did everybody catch that?
Yes, is this the public or private group?
It's a private group.
Okay, there's a public
one. No,
as well.
it's just us chickens, the people in this group.
Wow.
Okay. So good. Very good. Let me go back to where I was. Not that there's anything really to look at this point, because I think we've covered everything. We've got a few minutes now. So actually, it's a good time if you have some pointed individual questions about your business. The floor is open. Please go ahead and ask and get a little laser coaching.
There's so many questions. Where do you start?
Well, just the first one that popped into your head.
Where am I going?
Where are you going? That is vast. Now, when you say where are you going, can you get a little more specific about what you're referring to?
Well, for me, I've had a lot of blocks trying to picture what the ideal goal is, what the ideal business is, where I could fit in. I'm very good at seeing obstacles. I'm sure people can relate.
We have our call. You and I are gonna work past that because you gotta have an image of, you have to have some kind of a vision, whether it's visual or in writing. You know, sometimes people get thrown by the idea of visualizing. It doesn't have to be a visual image. It could be in writing. It could look like somebody else's business or something modeled on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That question, I think, is going to begin to be answered for you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, good.
So anybody else have any questions if you're in process and are hitting up against something that you'd like to tease out right now?
I
One of the things, Rati, I wanted to ask you about that's kind of a, not specific to this particular question, but in terms of when we're working with the accountability partner. So we're meeting, how many times again are we meeting with the, our accountability?
Once a week.
And so we can make these sessions longer if we choose.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
But I really recommend using the framework up front.
Okay, just the 15 minutes.
Yeah, up front. That was a half hour, 15 minutes each.
Right.
But, you know, like I say, you know, my favorite accountability partner that I've worked with and I'm still working with till this day, we follow this format. And then if we schedule more time, if we know we have something we need to work through and we do it afterwards. That's been the most successful for me. I've gotten the most out of it. And I'll also share with you the way we meet. We meet through web conferencing so that we see each other and we screen share. I believe you can do that in Skype. And we screen share a Google document.
Mm-hmm.
And we take notes for each other. And that's fantastic.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is absolutely fantastic. And then it's in writing. You need to have it in writing anyways, because, I mean, nobody can expect you to carry around the three things your partner wants to be accountable for. You're carrying around your own. So sharing a Google Doc, that's a wonderful way to do it. And also seeing it when you're meeting through using a, you know, screen sharing application. That works really well. The worst accountability partner I ever had, whenever I would try to get her to commit to some kind of structure, she would complain, and she would say, you know, you're really being very controlling and blah, 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 and I just like to feel my way into it and yada, yada. And so she would have to free associate, and I'd have to sit there and listen and da-da-da-da, and it was absolutely infuriating and not very constructive. Once in a while, she would have like this little nugget for me, or I'd have some suggestion for her, and that was great. But it is not a very efficient way to do things. That you can do that at the end of the structured time, but give yourselves that structured meeting time. It's very powerful.
So, yeah, because one of the things that happens for me that's, I think, kind of an issue, which is really, this is kind of the non-discipline, which is that I start thinking about a couple things I want to do, and I get very excited, and this makes me think of 10 more things I want to do, which is a way to, it's a subterfuge in a way.
Could be.
I'm not saying that's negative, it's just, but in order to get stuff, move through things, you have to choose, you have to prioritize, basically.
Well, yes, because, you know, I often share that runway image, right? My favorite image of all time. If all the planes take off on the runway at once, nobody gets anywhere.
Yeah.
They launch one at a time. So, yeah, you got to make some choices.
Right.
But what it makes me think, too, is, you know, with a lot of these web-based programs, like, for instance, what we're doing right now, I'm recording this. You can record your meetings. That way, if you're free associating, you come up with something, you can listen back to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not always easy, but you're right. These questions are designed to get you to choose the questions of, you know, what do you want to get done this week? And then what are three things? Now you got to choose three things you want to be held accountable on. Yes, you got to choose. You know?
Yeah, I think that's quite good.
Yeah. So I want to give everybody that a fair shot. Any other questions? We have a few more minutes.
What do you suggest, this is Tessa talking, if one of the limitations that, whether it's personally attracted to you or just circumstantial, what if your limitations are technological?
Well, you know,
and I want to say that
in
terms of meeting people and networking and, you know, all that extra work that may go in for somebody who is trying to get that virtual face-to-face or connection and seems to have difficulty.
Are you talking about give me a specific example of what you're talking about.
Well, you know, you gave us a lot of different ways to connect, and some of them are new to someone like me, and I was just thinking, you know, if I wanted to explore that, the background research, you know, and making sure my computer's compatible, and I just started listing all the things in the way that I would have to build in time for myself to get something to run smoothly, to have a meeting. And that's something I encounter very frequently in my business.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
IT support.
First of all, Tessa, two things. You have a program you know how to use already because you got on this call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm speaking generally, and hopefully people can relate
to
that.
So you can use freeconferencecall.com with your partner. Mm-hmm. And you know how to do it. You may need to set up a profile for yourself so that, you know, somebody hosts the call.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use this. And you don't have to necessarily see each other's faces. If you want to see each other's faces, then I use something called Zoom, Z-O-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Tessa, you and I are going to be using that tomorrow. So you'll have an opportunity to learn that application. And we're going to be screen sharing tomorrow. So you can use that with your partner also.
Mm-hmm.
So this problem is already solving itself as you step forward just by, you know, and join the group and get together. You know, so many times you just have to jump in the water and swim, you know, and don't expect it to be perfect. God knows, the top of this call wasn't. And poor Mary couldn't even, you know, get on, so I'm going to have to help her out, you know. Anyway, so any other questions in that area? No, I guess not, because you muted yourself. Okay. Well, folks, I think this was a good first meeting. You have your assignment. Meet with your accountability partner. And actually, woo, big one, I forgot. This is big, folks. Oy, I forgot. We are having a very short week. This is going to be a challenge. I'm going away on a conference and won't be here next Wednesday. So what I have done is scheduled our meeting for Monday. I think most of you were made aware of that, were made aware of the date. Was anybody not aware that we were going to meet like early next week instead of on Wednesday this coming week?
I think I was not.
Okay, I was
so,
not
yeah,
either.
Okay, is that Tessa?
Katarina.
Yeah.
Oh, Katarina.
And Tessa.
Neither of you were aware of that. Oh, okay. Because I'm going down south for a conference. Is 2:00 Monday possible for you folks, for you two?
Yes.
How about
Katarina? I think it is, yes.
And I apologize for that. So the assignment stands, though, between now and next Wednesday, whether you have by our session on Monday or not, you know, between now and next Wednesday, please plan to meet with your partner, okay? The challenge has not changed.
Okay.
All right? So, I will see you all on Monday at 2:00. And again, reach out if you have any more questions, okay? And have a terrific week, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.